Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that there are some great differences about the capital of the United States of America, the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. What is going on over there? There were a pair of truly nutty so-called reforms that were passed by the city council. And one of the things about D.C. that bothers liberals a lot is the fact that there is the power of Congress to override a decision that is made by the city council. Why? Because it's a federal city. The federal facilities are there, and the federal government retains some right to govern jointly with the local authorities and the city authorities. Of course, that would all change dramatically if D.C. were ever granted statehood, but there's some very encouraging results from these votes to overrule what the Wall Street Journal calls the District of Crazy. We will get to that in just a moment. There's also more about Ron DeSantis maybe jumping into this presidential race much earlier than people had expected. They had expected him to stay and to be the successful governor of Florida that he is, and to wait at least until the legislative session was over, which would be in late May or early June. And I know the Bloomberg News is reporting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is actively preparing his run for president in 2024, even as he delays a formal announcement to keep Republican voters' attention on his aggressively conservative record in Florida, according to people familiar with the plans. Behind the scenes, DeSantis and his tight-knit team of advisors are interviewing national consultants to work on a presidential campaign. A retreat for roughly 150 donors, GOP leaders, and lawmakers is planned for the final weekend this month in February at a hotel in Palm Beach. My guess is it won't be at Mar-a-Lago. I'm just thinking. This is where DeSantis will tout his record as governor. Aides are speaking to and vetting operatives in early states such as Iowa, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina who could oversee on-the-ground operations and ensure the campaign meets every requirement to qualify for the primaries. And his allies are starting to stand up a super PAC to support his nascent candidacy, according to two people briefed on the plans. Now, part of the advantage that DeSantis has is he has so much money left over that he can use for his presidential race perfectly legally, but he has money left over from his landslide victory when he was running for re-election as governor. And again, this is an indication that the election year and the election battle for control of each party, for both parties and for the White House itself, is all heating up much more quickly than people assumed. And then there is this, where people in Washington and across the country generally express a longing for bipartisanship. Can't you ever work together on something? Well, here is the overruling of District of Columbia policies that are genuinely bipartisan, with a bunch of Democrats voting with Republicans against the District of Columbia. So what's the story? Wall Street Journal writes, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said in her response to the State of the Union address last week that voters face a choice between, common sense, and crazy. An example of the latter, meaning crazy, was on display last week when the House of Representatives rejected a pair of laws passed by the District of Columbia City Council. In votes last Thursday, the House overturned a rewrite of the criminal code passed by the City Council last year, and a brand new law that granted non-citizens the right to vote in local elections. Now, they can do that in local elections. The city of New York has done that. And it is a terrible idea, as I've said very consistently. I mean, why is it helpful to take away every incentive for people to become citizens, to erase every distinction between citizens and non-citizens? I say this as the son of naturalized Americans. I mean, my mom was born in Germany. She became a naturalized American. She was very proud when she got her citizenship. You have to work for it. My grandparents all were naturalized citizens and were very proud of getting their citizenship. Why do you take that away? It's nutty. In votes Thursday, the House overturned a rewrite of the criminal code passed by the City Council last year and a new law that granted non-citizens the right to vote in local elections. Congress has oversight over the district under the U.S. Constitution, and the votes were significantly bipartisan. The D.C. Council overrode a veto by the Democratic mayor, Muriel Bowser, to ease sentences on carjackings, burglary, and other felonies, even as carjackings and theft have become an epidemic in the city. It's hard to think of a more reality-free indulgence of progressive ideology. You could use the term idiocy. The House vote was 250 to 173, with 31 Democrats joining all of the GOP. Minnesota Democrat Angie Craig, who voted with the majority, in other words, she crossed over to support the Republicans on this, was assaulted in the elevator of an apartment building the same day as the vote, and she had to fight off her assailant with pepper spray and using her purse. It was attacking her in the elevator where she lived. The vote to overturn the non-citizen voting bill was even larger, 260 to 162, with 42 Democrats joining the GOP. The D.C. law grants non-citizen residents of the district the right to vote in local elections. This includes illegal immigrants, as well as diplomats from foreign countries such as China that don't allow free elections. An estimated 50,000 non-citizens would be eligible to vote in a resident population of some 700,000. The House measures face an uncertain vote fate in the Senate. In order for these to be struck down, it has to be overridden by both the House and the Senate. So but it will be revealing to see the votes of the Democrats up for re-election in 2024. Our guess is that Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will allow some of those Democrats to vote with the House, but not enough to get to 60 votes and break a filibuster. We hope Democrats lock the doors on their cars and don't dally too long at gasoline stations in the district, lest they also become carjacking victims. Some Democrats who voted not to override claim the House measures are anti-democratic because they overrule the intent of the elected city council, but the Constitution gives Congress the power to supervise the district because of its special characteristics as the seat of the federal government. And then they conclude that Congress rarely strikes down D.C. laws, but it has an obligation to overturn crazy progressive ideas that make the district more dangerous and dilute the franchise. And where else do they have crazy progressive ideas? Hey, how about a little quick trip to Portland, Oregon? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, yes, it's not just Washington, D.C. that is sometimes the great example and national capital of ideological fanaticism on the left. Sometimes you get the same kind of slant from Portland, Oregon. Bill Maher, on his show on Friday, highlighted an L.A. Times story on Portland and talked about how it has been plagued, surprise, surprise, by crime and homelessness. Clip 16.
I mean, almost all cities are democratically run. And this is one of the big talking points on the right, is that cities in America are falling apart. They're run by Democrats. Why aren't we blaming the Democrats? Okay, this is the LA Times, very liberal Democratic paper. Shootings, theft, and other crime test cities' progressive strain. And they go into the specifics, the number of unhoused people jumped. Shootings in the city have tripled. Homicides are at a record high. Lower level crimes like vehicles being stolen. The Democrat there in on the Portland City Commission said, you don't have to watch Fox News to look around Portland and say this is not cool. This is a big Achilles heel for the Democrats, is it not?
Oh, they need to get out in front of it. They need to. I want a Democrat to stand and say, you know, some people belong in jail. You know, the rapists, the murderers. The
one clap for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but they do.
I think that's very interesting. No, wait. Let's just pause there. One person is like, yes, some people belong in jail. Everybody else, no, they don't. Nobody belongs in jail. I agree.
Okay, that's Paul Begala who was with him. Paul Begala, political consultant who helped to frame the Clinton campaigns. He was at one time the partner in a consultancy with James Carville. Exactly. They were working together. In any event, Paul Begala goes on and it talks about the people that the Democrats supposedly care about who actually end up as victims of crime. Listen.
And for Democrats and my fellow liberals, it's the people we supposedly care about who are the victims of crime.
Correct.
You know, Elon Musk is not going to get a stupid Tesla carjacked, right? It's poor people. It's working people. They're the victims of crime. And by the way, if you look at all the polling and the voting, it's those folks who are voting for more security, more safety, more and better cops. And it's the white liberals who want to defund the police. It's not actually the heart of the Democratic Party.
Look, that is a very relevant statement and a very relevant perspective, particularly where you take a look at some of the foolishness and the contradictions in an ongoing Senate race, which is already heating up in California. And this is truly bizarre because Dianne Feinstein could be running for her seventh term. I mean, seventh term, that means she's been in the Senate 36 years. And she has not announced yet whether she's running or not, but a bunch of other people have announced they are running and potentially running against her. And this is very complicated because in California, they have the same kind of primary system we have here in the state of Washington. There's no Democratic primary. So that there will be all these Democrats running against one another, and two of them who get the most votes, and they almost surely will both be Democrats, though it is possible that if there were some strong Republican candidate with six or seven Democratic candidates splitting the Democratic votes, they could actually get a Republican candidate into the general election. Wouldn't that be a surprise? In any event, Katie Porter, who is one of the very, very progressive members of the House of Representatives, says a black woman should replace Dianne Feinstein. Okay, but she's still running for office. Katie Porter is not a black woman. And the idea that she thinks that a black woman should replace Dianne Feinstein, but she's not willing to withdraw, she's still running. Barbara Lee, a representative from Oakland who is black, is planning to formally launch her campaign for Senate in California by the end of February, according to a person with knowledge of the plans who said Lee is timing her announcement to coincide with Black History Month. Representative Adam Schiff cannot really coordinate his campaign with Black History Month. And Katie Porter, they've already launched their campaigns, and Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's 89 years young, hasn't said whether she is running again, but is widely expected to retire at the end of her term. Ali is seen as an underdog against Schiff and Porter, and who knows who else. I mean, again, there are people, and they do this every time there's a seat that might be open. They're talking about Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, running for Senate. I mean, this is, of course, would be something that Donald Trump would relish. He particularly dislikes Adam Schiff, who tried to get him impeached twice and removed from office. Did get him impeached, but did not get him removed from office. But The Rock against the member of Congress who President Trump regularly designates as pencil neck. That would be interesting. Oh, and we're talking about Bill Maher before. He was also talking about a new complaint from the Taliban who have said very publicly now that they're not having a good time trying to govern Afghanistan. Why not? Listen.
I saw that this week. I saw what I thought was the funniest story I've seen in a long time about the Taliban being upset about having to govern now. And it's true, you know, it's a lot of fun to be the revolutionary. You know, it's a lot of, jihad is fun. It just is. But then you win. They won. And now they have to, like, govern this country. So Vice News, which I used to be a part of, they did this whole story on, they interviewed a lot of these Taliban commanders who are now living in the capital, Kabul. And they don't like it. One of them said, I miss the jihad life for all the good things it had. I love this. Hussafa, a former sniper, said life was simple and free during jihad. The Taliban used to be free of restrictions, but now we sit in one place behind a desk. Don't you hate that when you're...
And then he goes on to take it to the next level of concern. Listen. Oh, we will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And with the Taliban having a tough time governing, it's not just them. There are also the problems of George Santos, which are just unbelievable in terms of their variety and depth. And, again, there's a little bit of missing money that's unaccounted for in his campaign. It turns out it's, $365,399.08 in unexplained spending. What could he have spent it on? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
You saw real white trash on display.
Michael Medved. Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. Efforts to recover the debris from three unidentified objects shot down in North American airspace over the weekend are underway, but it's not an easy process, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The objects in Alaska and Canada are in pretty remote terrain, ice and wilderness, all of that making it difficult to find them in winter weather.
He added officials are still trying to figure out what they are, where they came from, and what are their capabilities. The death toll from the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, topping 35,000. The death toll rising as aid from countries like the U.S. arrives. U.S. Air Force has brought in nearly 6,000 tons of equipment and aid since the disaster hit. Could be another stormy week for millions of Americans. Arizona and Colorado dealing with precipitation today, but a new storm coming later this week may be cause for concern. Denver set to get hit with snow on Wednesday, while southern states could be in for some severe weather. John Schaefer, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the Vice website is reporting that the Taliban may have won the war in Afghanistan, but the jihadists who once spent their days riding horses in the countryside are now stuck behind a desk, lamenting their boring computer jobs, spending all their time on Twitter, high rent, and commutes to work. It has been almost 2 years since the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan and the Taliban took over, and what a job they've done, huh? In that time, the country's new leaders have had time to take over its industries, occupy its buildings, and get very bored with the day-to-day drudgery of running the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. And Bill Maher speculates a little bit on some of the impact and nature of that boredom. Listen.
So we looked into it a little further. There are some other complaints the Taliban have about working at the office. Would you like to hear some of that? I thought you might. For example, I keep getting my beard stuck in the copier. I can't find wingtips that go with my soup side mess. The snack machine is always out of opium. I'm getting carpal tunnel in my beheading hand. Yeah, that's... I tell coworkers I used to blow up statues of Buddha, and they say, okay, boomer. I was due for a promotion, and who did they give it to? The warlord's son. No women are allowed to work here, but HR still makes us sit through a sexual harassment seminar. And, of course, you try running accounts payable without Jews.
Look, he's funny and politically increasingly astute. I mean, he by the way, has already caused a number of his old friends in the Hollywood liberal community to wonder what's gotten into Bill Maher, which is far more balanced and probing sort of commentary that he's given to now. Speaking of commentary, there is a great deal to be said about the most celebrated of all the new members of the freshman class in the House of Representatives. I'm talking about George Santos, the great pretender.
Call me a liar. I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing.
I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah, I'm the great pretender.
I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic. I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona. Call me a liar. No, it's not false at all.
No, not false at all. Certainly not. New York Times over the weekend, a month after he declared his intention to run for Congress in 2020, that was the first race that he lost. He actually won in 2022. George Santos asked an old lawyer friend of his to do him a favor. The police in Pennsylvania were seeking him on a theft charge. But it was all a mistake. Could his lawyer friend help clear things up? She agreed, recalling later that the charge was eventually dismissed and then expunged. And Mr. Santos's friend now questions whether she unknowingly enabled him to get away with a crime. I should have never gotten involved with him, said the friend, Tiffany Bogosian. He should have went to jail, she says, and I wish nothing but bad things for him. Another lovely relationship. The charge concerned 9 checks totaling $15,125 for Mr. Santos's account, according to an email that Ms. Bogosian sent to the Pennsylvania authorities. On the memo lines of 6 checks, the purpose was listed as puppy. At the same time, Mr. Santos was running a group called Friends of Pets United, which he has described as an animal rescue charity. Mr. Santos was charged after the checks bounced, all of them, according to Politico, which first reported the case. Days later, his charity held an adoption event at a Staten Island pet store. Ms. Bogosian, a lawyer in New York City, agreed to send an email to the Pennsylvania State Police. She said in an interview that Mr. Santos told her that his checkbook had been stolen. The case, she said, was eventually expunged. The revelation that Mr. Santos was charged criminally in 2017 comes as federal investigations are looking into his animal charity. Mr. Santos ran the charity between 2015 and 2018, which he has claimed helped rescue and get adopted 2,500 dogs. The problem is there's no evidence of that at all. Prosecutors in Brazil have also revived a criminal case against him there that involves check fraud. Mr. Santos' lawyer offers no comment. Mr. Santos was charged in York County, Pennsylvania, November 2017 with theft by deception, but the record was expunged in November 2021, leaving no trace of the case in state or county records. Ms. Bogosian said that Mr. Santos told her he did not write the checks that were bouncy checks, fake checks, and only learned about the charge after he discovered that the police in New York had a warrant out for his arrest. This is a perfect candidate for Congress. What could be better, right? In her email, Ms. Bogosian said that Mr. Santos had been a victim of fraud, pointing out that the signatures differed on each one of the bounced checks, and that none of them matched the signatures on Mr. Santos's driver's license. It is not the first time that Mr. DeSantos claimed to have been the victim of a robbery. In 2016, court records show he told a judge in an eviction case that his rent was late because he was mugged on his way to pay it. In a 2022 interview with a Brazilian podcast reported on MSNBC, he said that he had been robbed on Fifth Avenue and had the shoes stolen off his feet. Sounds likely. Could happen to anybody. Mr. Sandhaus has also faced scrutiny for how he handled funds raised for Friends of Pets United. A veteran, Rich Ostoff, has said that he never received the $3,000 that Mr. Santos raised on GoFundMe so that Mr. Ostoff's dog could have life-saving surgery. A New Jersey farm owner has said Mr. Santos never gave her the proceeds from an event the charity hosted on her behalf. And even as Mr. Santos told people Friends of Pets United was running a tax-exempt nonprofit, the Internal Revenue Service and officials in New York and New Jersey said he was not registered with them. The owner of the Staten Island pet store who hosted some of Mr. Santos's charity adoption events also raised questions about how he handled checks. After one such gathering at the store Pet Oasis, Mr. Santos asked the owner, Daniel Avasado, to write a check for donations out to him. According to Mr. Avasado instead addressed the check to Friends of Pets United, but later looked at his bank records and saw that the check had been altered to be made out in Mr. Santos's name. Now, there's a great deal of this. Some of it is statute of limitation stuff, but there's more. George Santos and the case of the missing $365,000. And this is... it's just an unbelievable levels of fraud, and it goes on and on. There's also a teacher in trouble because he used an image of an orangutan eating a banana for Black History Month. Sound offensive? Yeah, it does. We'll get to that and more coming up. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, honestly, this latest piece is extraordinarily detailed, and it's also extraordinarily damaging. Representative George Santos has spent his campaign money in plenty of conspicuous ways, from lavish hotel stays in Las Vegas and Palm Beach, which is, of course, where you'd go if you're campaigning for a congressional district in Long Island. Why wouldn't you go to Las Vegas and Palm Beach? To an unusual slew of payments for exactly $199.99, 2 cents below the threshold where receipts are required. But deep within Mr. Santos' campaign filings, the New York Times found another eye-catching number, $365,399.08 in unexplained spending, with no record of where it went or for what purpose. Now, first of all, these are huge amounts for a congressional race. The mysterious expenditures list no recipient and offer no receipts. They account for nearly 12% of the Santos campaign total reported expenses, many times exceeding what is typical for congressional candidates. Fellow New York House members, for example, failed to itemize between 0 and 2% of their expenses this past cycle. Do you want to try to guess? Anyone, 1-800-955-1776, where the $365,399.08 went? And again, where this money came from, it also, as they've been looking at his campaign expenditures, he has most of those campaign expenditures are not only not attributed in terms of where they were spent, but where they came from. Who would put all the money in this guy's campaign? There's still more, and there's new information, brand new, about apparently stealing dogs. The extraordinary range and imagination of his various criminal enterprises, and he's only 34 years old. I would just guess, and no, I didn't bet on the Super Bowl, and I would have bet on the Eagles anyway, so shame on me. But I would bet that George DeSantis will be far more likely to next year be Did I say DeSantis? Oh, George Santos, excuse me. And we have to correct that. In any event, I would be guessing he would be far more likely to be spending the 2 years after 2024 in prison of some kind than in any position in the House of Representatives. There is this. We talked a little bit before about the Philly fans rioting. And it apparently was a riot with several hours of battles with the Philadelphia police, who are known to be and proud to be tough and effective. But ahead of the game, there were Philly fans in attendance at Phoenix at the Super Bowl. And the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Dak Prescott, was honored. He was receiving a humanitarian award on the field for his work in various philanthropies. It's a nice thing. It's a regular award that they give at the NFL. And when he was introduced, the Philly fans, well, listen to the reaction.
This year's award to Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
Being named Walter Payton Man of the Year is one of the highest honors of my entire career. And now, let me welcome your newest Walter Payton Man of the Year, Dak Prescott.
Why do you get booed for a humanitarian award? Of course, Philadelphia fans are famous for booing the Easter Bunny, which has happened during a Phillies game once upon a time. And then also at the Super Bowl, something worth booing, the holding call penalty that actually sealed the Philadelphia Eagles' loss at the very end of the Super Bowl. It sounded like this as it was described in broadcasts.
Mahomes, pressure, lofting one, end zone incomplete. Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't catch up. There's a flag at the 10. Hang on, there's a penalty.
Prior to the pass, holding, number 24, defense, 5-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Okay, meanwhile, there was also a Super Bowl ad from a Chinese online retailer named Temu. Would you want to use a Chinese outlet that sounded like this in its advertisement, clip 14?
I like it, yep, it's mine. The prices blow my mind. I feel so rich, oh yeah. I feel like a billionaire. I'm shopping like a billionaire. I'm shopping like a billionaire. I'm shopping like a billionaire. I get it straight.
Download the Temu app and shop like a billionaire.
Shop like a billionaire. Uh-huh. It seems that may not be in line with Maoist ideology. But then again, there's a certain inconsistency in the Chinese government, do you think, and in their economic system. Meanwhile, inconsistency in Hollywood, where they have released several films with a Valentine's Day theme. There's a romantic comedy with two very talented stars, Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon. It's called Your Place or Mine. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher play best friends who've maintained their connection despite the 3,000-mile difference separating their homes in L.A. and New York, respectively. But when they swap houses and lives for a week, there's the unexpected possibility their relationship could be something more in Your Place or Mine, now streaming on Netflix.
You and I tell each other everything, right?
Always.
I think I may have met someone.
Or found myself thinking about her.
You have to tell her.
It's too late.
All you have to do is take a chance. I don't take chances. So what are you going to do?
Well, what she does do seems more inevitable than startling, but the likability of the well-played characters makes up for the predictable plot. Veteran character actor Steve Zahn is on hand to play Reese Witherspoon's eccentric neighbor, while Wesley Kimmel is winning as her maladjusted preteen son. It's rated PG-13 despite an emphasis on several sex scenes. 2.5 stars for Your Place or Mine. And on the MedVed show coming up, there's a prominent historian who says there is one contemporary politician and only one who really does seem to be similar to Lincoln. So who is she? We will tell you next time on the MedVed show. And Nick Eberstadt, somebody who's written all about the American working class and its problems and possibilities, says there is a revolution going on. It's a gigantic revolution, and it's an anti-work revolution. So how does that, you'll pardon the expression, work? We will get into that next time on the MedVed show with Nick Eberstadt. And yes, thousands of children are missing. I'm talking about schools, students. Where did all the students go? Hundreds of thousands of students around the country who disappeared from public schools during the pandemic and didn't resume their studies anywhere else. What are they doing now? We'll talk with Ian Rowe, educational policy expert, about that. And apparently, preschoolers are having a problem accidentally eating their parents' gummies. Why is that a problem? Because they're pot gummies, and pot as in weed gummies. And then there is still the question of Amish country farmers who say that George Santos not only gave them bad checks, but actually took their golden retriever puppies. I mean, dealing with puppies and stolen shoes and bad checks and mystery campaign contributions, there surely is more to come in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.